All right, let's do this. Yes, I do have a martini. So first off, Rachel is still not back from the hospital. They had to put her on oxygen so she could breathe, and now they have to wean her off of the oxygen. And they also have to wean her off all of the, Wiener, Anthony Wiener, Wiener, oh, Wiener. They also have to get her off all the drugs that they had her on because she's on morphine and other shit. So anyhow, the dog is off with Rachel's mother, so here I am. I got no puppy dog. I got no girls. All I've got is a martini. I'm gonna do a podcast for you guys because that's how much I care. Because I could be reading a comic book right now. So I went to the grocery store. Went to the grocery store a couple of days ago, bought my vitamins, one of the vitamins I take, and got home and opened it up and popped a couple in my mouth, and they were disgusting. And I looked at the goddamn thing, and the shit expired in June of 2019. Here we are in July of 2019. So I was busy for the last couple of days, but I just took that back to the grocery store to either get a refund or an exchange. All the ones they had on the shelf, which wasn't very many, were all expired. So I just got my refund. There are no chicks there, no hot babes whatsoever. Because I thought, hey, I go to the grocery store, because this is, cause I'm on the other side of town from where I normally live. This is not a grocery store I ever normally go to. If I go to any of my usual grocery stores about this time, I mean, they may not be overflowing with supermodels, but there's some babes there. Oh man, I went to the other grocery store earlier today. Oh my God. Saw this babe, Alicious. From a distance, I'm gonna gauge her at about an 8. Didn't approach because she was with what looked like the boyfriend. And they were just coming in, and I was just on my way out. And of course, as per par for the course for me, I didn't have a basket or a bag or anything. So I had all this shit that I was juggling and just barely able to carry it all. So I was in no position to like follow them around for a minute and wait for them to break up and slide in and try to be something like, hey, baby, I'd like to slap my cock right upside your ass cheeks. Would you be into that? Or any of the other smooth opening lines that that I use. I learned those on the internet. That's on the YouTubes. I was on the YouTubes, man, and the dude was doing a fucking live stream, man. And dude, there were super chats. And the guys were asking each other, hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? And it was about picking up girls. So I think that's a line. I think that's a line you use to pick up girls. You go up to them and say, hey, can you hear me? I think chicks really dig that because that's what they said through most of the fucking live stream that was about meeting girls. It was, can you hear me? So I'm already about three stories deep in this. So anyhow, that was that supermarket. And like I said, didn't approach her, but oh my gosh, she was gorgeous. Beautiful woman. Tall, thin, long blonde hair, everything that just drives me nuts. The other grocery store, the one I just got back from about 10 minutes ago, nobody in there, much less any hot chicks. Which is good in the sense that there is nobody in the checkout aisles. Here's how supermarkets should be. Okay, when we get to Ancapadice, when the great one, or when the great one becomes dictator of the United States, or we reach Ancapadice, whichever one comes first. Here's how it should be. You go into the supermarket, there should be a hot chick in every single aisle. And at no time should any of them be buying diapers, dog food, or white wine, because those things are all indicators that the woman is mentally ill. Especially if they're adult diapers and they're for her. So every aisle should have a hot chick in it. So you could go up and down and just hit on the hot chicks. But then, when you get to the checkout lane, there should be nobody in the checkout lane. Just you. So there's no waiting. You just, bam, checkout, you're done, right? So these girls, they should be in the supermarket shopping, but they shouldn't be allowed to buy anything, because if they buy anything, then they're clogging up the checkout lane. Better yet, there should be a checkout lane exclusively for single men. No, 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 that's wrong. No, that's wrong. There should be one checkout lane exclusively for anyone who is not a single man. And then all the other checkout lanes should be for single men. That's how it should be when you go to the supermarket. Also today, I saw a three-car pileup. I'm coming down the road, and like right there in front of me, all of a sudden I hear this BAM noise. And right up in front of me, there's this explosion of dust, or I mean, it looks like dust, but this explosion of some kind of particles go up into the air. And there is me, and there is a car in front of me, and then there's three cars in front of that car that were somehow came into a crumpled heap. I'm not exactly sure what the fuck happened, because so it was an intersection, and the way I was going had a red light, and the other way had a green light. It wasn't like yellow or anything. It was pure green. But somehow or another, and this is a two-lane road, the way I was going, thank God, because I say that because I was able to get around it. So we are in the left-hand lane, and somehow or another, the car going my direction that had a red light, had very clearly had a red light. Like I said, there was no doubt that it was a red light, none. Somehow that car managed to T-bone a car that was making a left who had a green light, and then another car, the car behind the one who T-boned, ran into the tail end of the yellow one. I really don't know how the fuck that happened, because both those cars had a red light and there was no excuse for them to be moving. But the important thing to remember is that these people are allowed to vote, because you cucks are a bunch of goddamn egalitarians and we have to let everyone vote. So I saw this happen in front of me. I'm like, oh shit. And thankfully there was nobody in the right-hand lane except this motorcycle. So I zap over to the right-hand lane real quick and I pull towards the stoplight, and the guy on the motorcycle stops short of the stoplight, and he's gawking at the accident. And our light changes to green. And, you know, I gave him a couple of seconds. He's looking at the wreck. I mean, he looked like he was, you know, 30s at least. Maybe he's never seen a car wreck before. Maybe he doesn't get out much, okay? I gave him a couple of seconds, and then because this light does take forever, and because any moment there's going to be police and fire trucks showing up and blocking all the goddamn traffic, I'm like, okay, can we get the fuck out here? So I got my windows down, and I start yelling, hey, asshole, drive, drive, you can rubberneck later, drive. And the guy turns around and flips me off. I'm like, drive, motherfucker. And I start going at him with the $500 pickup. And he drives through the fucking light, and we get to the other side, and I'm like yelling at him. I said, hey, you can go back and hit on the chick later, because yes, at least one of the drivers was a woman. Are you shocked? And he turned around and looked at me and flipped me off again, and I flipped him off, and we went our separate ways. Guys, stop your fucking... See, this is the problem. This is one of the biggest... I've bitched about this so many times before. This is why, and I'll admit it's not going to be perfect, but if there's anything computers should be doing, it's driving cars. Because computers don't stop the fucking rubberneck. It's you asshole. Oh my God, look, there's a wreck. Oh, I'm going to look at it. I'm going to slow down and look at it. And you just make the traffic pattern worse. Dude, have you heard of YouTube? You can see videos of automobile wrecks on YouTube. Pretty fucking sure you can. I've never actually looked for one, but I bet they're there. Okay? Stop looking at the fucking wreck unless you'd like to be in a wreck when I fucking wreck your asshole with my goddamn foot. Get the fuck out of the road. If you want to sit there on your fucking motorcycle and gawk at the fucking three-car pileup, get the fuck out of the road. You got a motorcycle. You can get up on the goddamn sidewalk like a five-year-old kid riding their fucking bicycle. Get out of the fucking road. Because some of us got places to go and people to do. And martinis to drink. So anyhow, great one took the day off today. Didn't go into Weyland-Yutani. Umbrella Corporation is between here and there right now, so everything's nice and slow and quiet over there. The countdown is on. In theory, I get the key to my new apartment on Saturday. I still need to pay the first month's rent. This is Wednesday. Should probably do that soon, because I got Thursday and Friday. I could wait till Saturday and be last minute. Got to go there Saturday to get the key anyhow. But I will pay the rent in advance just in case there's some bullshit. So I went into the offices of Weyland-Yutani this morning. Did a little bit of shit on my computer, such as, oh yeah, I posted the podcast that you guys heard today. I got that posted, and then I jetted out of there. Didn't look at a computer for the entire rest of the day. Oh, it was great. It was so good to not look at a computer. Jetted out of there, went to the gym. It's bench press day, so I did my bench pressies. My incline bench pressies, my decline bench pressies, did some curls. No hot girls at the gym. Very disappointing. There are a couple of babes that go there on a regular basis. I see them. I did see at a distance Concussion Girl a while back, if you remember Concussion Girl. Have not talked to Concussion Girl in months. After the gym, what did I do? Oh, so then just went around the downtown area, walked around. I was looking for babes. Figured, you know, because I told you guys a month ago, I said, yeah, when I got this month, when I'm living with Rachel, I'm going to spend a lot of my time. You know, I'm going to do things. I'm going to run and bike and hike and chase girls and all. None of that shit materialized. None of it. It really didn't. I have gotten in one biking trip, one trail running trip, zero hiking trips, one very unsuccessful day of looking for girls. And today was looking for girls, didn't see much. So there's this one restaurant that I go to every now and then. And it is delicious. It's one of my favorite places. And there is this girl who works there. And so I've seen her on and off for however long. She is adorable. Oh my God, is she? She's 18, maybe 19. You know, right in the range I like. But once again, it's like cliche. You guys should. She's tall. She's thin. She's got long blonde hair. I think we know the great one's type, just in case anyone is wondering. The redheads are still awesome, but I did see a redhead today, but tall, thin, blonde. That's where the great one is at. And on top of that, she has gray eyes. Oh man, gray eyes are my weakness. Well, one of my weaknesses, along with, you know, redheads and blondes and girls who are tall. And girls who are short, and girls who are thin, and girls, and gin martinis, and girls, and money, and girls, and cats, and girls with cats, but not too many cats, and not cats that are fucking maladjusted and insane and piss on the floor, but normal cats. So anyhow, fortunately, the great one doesn't have very many weaknesses. It's a good thing. Got to be strong when you're the great one. Because I do all the things I do for you guys, I got to have a strength. I got to have a lot of strength to sit here right now in this dark room with a martini in my hand, recording this podcast, talking about tall, thin, blonde girls with gray eyes who are devastatingly sexy. So I threw some of the old great one charm on her, used the devastatingly adorable line on her, because I'm testing that one lately to see how that works. And by the way, I also know her father. So that adds an interesting dynamic to the mix, potentially, and she knows that I know her father. And long story short, Alexa, what percentage of the population in the United States has gray eyes?
The United States and obese's percentage population of place with attribute is 35.7%.
That cannot possibly be right. There is no way 37.5% of people in the United States have gray eyes. So much for Alexa. Anyhow, the answer was no. She gave me the I have a boyfriend line. But she was very charming about it. This will become important in a moment. I'm not just telling you this to brag about. And great one. She's not a nine. I mean, she is adorable, but she's not a nine. She's got a couple of tiny physical imperfections. She's 8.5. Let's go 8.5. She's about 8.5. Very good-natured interaction, however, right? Smiling, happy, joking with me the whole time, conversing. We talked about ice cream because I invited her out for ice cream. Say, let's go get some ice cream sometime. Because you can't take 19-year-old girls out for booze. So I wander around some more that day, go have a drink over here and stuff, and I didn't see anything here or there. So anyhow, then I'm over in another bar that I frequent sometimes. And I'm over there, and I see at a distance, I see these two chicks, and the one of them that's closest to me, she looks pretty cute from a distance. She's got strawberry blondish curly hair, long curly hair, which curly hair is another of the very few weaknesses that I have. Very few weaknesses. I'm very stoic. I have no vices. It takes a lot to move me. That's what it's like being the great one. Definitely very difficult to manipulate. So I'd see these two chicks over there, and they're doing their chick thing. Looking at their cell phones and stuff. And I'm thinking, she, you know, nice hair. She looks cute from a distance, and maybe go over there. But I didn't. And I'm just about getting ready to leave. Fucking computers. I got my laptop going. I was trying to update some shit. Am I done with email? Yeah, are we done? Are we finished? Good. Turning you off. Yeah, you. And you can go fuck yourself too. Alright. I don't want to fuck with this. Maybe. I'll try it. Alright. So the ugly chick gets up to go to the bathroom. Just as I'm like just sitting there getting ready to leave. When the ugly chick goes to the bathroom. And I'm like, you know what? I got to take advantage. Pennies from heaven. I got to go take advantage of it. What the fuck? Let me go over there and see what happens. But hold on. Who's harassing me on Instagram? Good God. Everybody wants a piece of the great one. Everybody except hot chicks. Everybody except hot, tall, blonde, gray-eyed chicks wants a piece of the great one. Not them. Oh, no, no. They don't want any of the great one. But all you other motherfuckers, they want a piece. So the ugly chick goes to the bathroom. So I say, ah, fuck it. I'm going to swoop in. So I swoop on in. And of course, the chick with the hair is, as soon as the other woman walks away, hair chick immediately starts looking at her cell phone because, you know, you women, it's like you can't, you just can't do it, can you? You can't be alone with yourselves. You really can't. And I understand why, because you're very, most of you, you do a great one. What about, no, most men too, but I don't want to have sex with men, so I don't care. Okay? Not interested in men. Most of you women cannot stand to be alone with yourselves because you're just these empty, hollow, soulless, boring, devoid of personality and intellect kind of dipshits. Me, I'm just sitting there nursing my drink. Just thinking. You know, just kind of staring off into the distance. Just sitting there, just thinking. Just mulling things. Can't talk. Through my mind. Thinking things over. Solving world problems. Considering the things that I am going to do when I become president of the United States. Like, do I give people the opportunity to willingly obey me, or do I just declare martial law and have everyone shot? Important things like that. So I go over to the babe with the hair, and I said something along the lines of, hey, excuse me, I'm interrupting you while you're on your phone. Actually, I didn't say excuse me. Because I'm trying to get over that. I said, I know I'm interrupting you. Hang on. I got to do this. There is an update available. Yes. Yes, there is. Yes, I want to update. I want to download the update. That's why I'm doing this. Thank you. I said something to the effect of, I know I'm interrupting you while you're on your phone, but I just have to tell you, you have fantastic hair. And so she turns and she looks at me and she says, thank you. And then I saw the face up close. From a distance, she is about a 7. Up close, the body was a 5. Face was about a 4. But I'm already there. So I'm just like, well, I'm going to carry through because I can experiment. You know, and it's good practice. And it never hurts to get rejected again because getting rejected is good for you. You know, I mean, when you're a man. Now, women, of course, can't handle rejection because women, as we all know, especially white women from North America, and this was a white woman from North America, must never experience discomfort. So her friend, the ugly friend, was gone to the bathroom for an extraordinarily long time, which was okay, worked out in my favor. We plugged through the process, and I asked her some questions and what they were doing, and yeah, did she like the place, and where does she come there, and blah, you know, oh my God, yeah. Statement, statement, question. I get to the part, well, hey, you know, you want to have a drink together sometime. And her response was, I don't think so. Which I find interesting as a response. I don't think so. What do you mean, you don't think so? Well, then the answer would be no. Well, just say no. And she also, now I don't know how to describe it, but let's contrast this with the gray-eyed, blonde-haired hottie, right? And also, granted, you know, the gray-eyed, blonde-haired hottie and I have interacted multiple times, and we're always friendly with each other, and so that is a differentiator between me and the curly-haired girl. Curly-haired girl. I love it. That's her new name. Curly-haired girl. But gray-eyed hottie, you know, she's like, no, I can't. I have a boyfriend. I'm sorry. But, you know, she's kind of smiling and flirty the whole time, of course, because, you know, she's a 19-year-old chick and she knows where her power comes from and she's cute. Whereas curly-haired hottie sort of got this corn cob up her ass and did this I don't think so thing. Now let's be clear, which unlike when Obama says that, that does not mean I'm about to tell you a lie. Let me be clear. You know, women have no obligation when a man goes up and says, hey, you want to go out and get a drink? They have no obligation to say yes. You can absolutely say no as much as you want. The thing is, when you're saying no to a man, could you do it? It's a rhetorical question because most of you can't. Could you do it with, I don't know, a little bit of humor? A little bit of class, a little smile on your face. I mean, you would think. So, and there's a lot of places I want to go. I don't know which direction to go first. You would think a normal woman who is not a feminist of some ilk, and this chick, maybe she's a feminist, maybe she's a lesbian. Because, to jump ahead for a minute, so then I'm getting ready to leave, so I'm leaving this establishment. And curly-haired girl's ugly friend comes back, and they are leaving the establishment too, it turns out. And they go out slightly before me. So now I'm going, god damn it. See, now I'm walking out right behind them, and it's like, oh shit. And they're going the same direction I'm going, and I'm like, great. Now she's going to think I'm like following her or something. So I'm trying to hang back, so as to not be following them. And they've got their arms around each other in a way that indicates to me potentially that they are lesbians. Okay, which is fine. You can be a lesbian. Okay, why is this not working? Can we fucking update this? Oh my goodness. Yes, save the fucking file. Good God. Killing me here. You're killing me. So then they hit the intersection and they go one direction. And I'm going the other direction. I'm like, this is great. So I go my way and then I take my turn. And up ahead, what do I see? I see them getting back in front of me again. I'm like, God damn it. Can you chicks go somewhere else? Why do you have me going the same direction I am? So anyhow, maybe she's a feminist. Maybe she's a lesbian. But I repeat myself. You know, whatever. For whatever, maybe she's got a boyfriend. Maybe she's married, not wearing her wedding ring. Could you come up with something a little more creative than I don't think so? Said in a corncob up your ass tone of voice. With corncob up your ass body language, right? Like opposed to gray-eyed blonde girl who, when she was telling me she had a boyfriend, was completely fucking flirting with me the entire time based on her body language and the smile on her face. So just, you know, just having a good time. She's just enjoying life. But curly-haired girl, there is no enjoyment of life there. You might think a woman, a normal woman, and maybe she's not a normal woman, but a normal woman might be happy that a man is good looking as the great one. I mean, I've been told, actually I got this information secondhand. He could be lying to me. But there is someone who told me that his GF said I was an 8 after I cut the hair off and got rid of the glasses. Now, he could be lying. We won't mention this guy's name. He might be a liar. He might be just making that up, because I did not even have to pay this guy's GF to say that I'm an 8. So you're this chick, and your body is a 5, and your face is a 4, and your hair is a 7, and you're sitting in a bar, and this guy who is an 8, who's wearing a very fucking cool Hawaiian shirt, comes up to you, starts some conversation, compliments you. Yeah, there's probably my mistake right there. Don't say anything nice to them. And then ask you if you want to have a drink. You know, you would think you might just show a little bit of happiness and gratitude that another human being finds you sufficiently interesting that he might be willing to spend some time with you, maybe get to know you, maybe even gasp, have sex with you. But no, just pure corn cob up the ass attitude. Is this thing fucking done yet? Nope, not quite. And so I'm thinking to myself, well, like, what's wrong with this chick that she can't show a little bit of fucking gratitude? Like, gray-eyed blonde girl. Once again, she said no, but she didn't get her butt hurt. She didn't get corn cob assed. She's very pleasant, very happy. It's just, you know, I'm here putting forth the effort to have this conversation with curly hair girl. She wasn't helping that much. I mean, she did a little bit of work, but as usual, I have the penis. I did most of the work. You know, I did the work of fucking approaching her. I did the work of initiating the conversation. I do the work of asking her, would you like to have a drink? You could at least say no in a pleasant tone of voice without a corn cob up your ass. You could show a little appreciation that someone's interested in you. And once again, I am happy she said no, because once I saw her up close, she wasn't that good. But it was practice. It was good practice. It's a good story. We're telling it right now. Got my brain going. We're thinking about this stuff that I'm about to talk about. As soon as I close this window and close this window and close this window. Hey, I wonder if there's going to be another window I need to close. Oh my God, sure enough, there's another window to close. Thank you, Windows. That's why they call it Windows. It is Windows. There are so many windows, and you must close them all. It's like Pokemon. You got to get them all. It's Windows. You got to close all the windows. What are you doing? Great. Just closing windows. That's all I'm doing right now. I'm closing windows, guys. Hang in there. Hang in there, the great ones. Closing windows. Okay, now we got to click on this. Now it's going to ask me if I'm sure I want to run this file, because this file I just ran might do bad things to my computer. See, this is a fucking advantage of Windows. It's protecting you by asking you, are you sure you want to do what you just did? Yeah. Now, see, that should happen in real life. So it's like, let's say, for example, this is a completely hypothetical example. Let's say that you're in a bar. You're having a drink. You're looking for girls. And let's say that you're an 8. And you look across and you see this chick. She has curly, long, strawberry blonde hair. From a distance, she looks like she's about a 6, maybe a 7. So you're thinking, oh, I'm going to go over there and hit on that shit, right? So then a window should pop up and say, are you sure you want to hit on this girl without first confirming she's actually a 6 or a 7? And then you could go, oh, you know, maybe I want to cancel that action. Completely hypothetical situation. So anyhow, I'm just thinking to myself, you know, maybe this is why you women make less money, because it's not a wage gap, it's an effort gap. I put a lot of effort into approaching this girl and trying to talk to her and asking her out. And she couldn't even put very much effort into shooting me down. But then I thought about this. She just graduated from college. She had told me this. She just got out. So that means she would be... Oh, all right, look, we will give her this. She majored. Aaron Cleary is about to fucking bust a nut. No, not actuarial science. She majored in civic engineering. So is that a four-year degree or six-year degree? I don't know. I'm not sure. But she's either, you know, she's 22, 23, 24, something in that range, I guess. If it's a four-year degree, then she would be 22 or 23. And I'm thinking, and I've thought to myself, well, you know, and I'm being serious about this. Maybe I'm being a little bit hard on her. Get it? Hard on her? Hard on her? Hard on her? Get it? Get it? See what I did? It's hard to be the great one. Maybe she just doesn't know how to handle a man asking her out for a drink because it's never happened to her. Partially because she's only a five on a really good day if you're not looking at her face. And maybe partially because she is 23 years old. She just got out of college. She's surrounded by soy boys. I mean, how many men? Now, granted, if she's majoring in civic engineering, then she's surrounded by men. But even among those men, how many of them had the balls to ask her out on a date? Any of them? I mean, maybe she's never had a man say, would you like to go get a drink sometime, to her? It's very possible. So maybe she has no idea how to respond to that. With any sense. Now, see, as opposed to gray-eyed blonde girl who has had, I assure you, there have been plenty of men ask her out. There is no lack of men asking this girl if she would like to go out. The amount of attention this girl gets from boys cannot be measured. I promise you, she gets so much attention from boys, she probably can't stand it. And so she knows how to deal with it. And she knows how to, you know, say no to a guy with a sense of humor and with some charm. Whereas poor curly-haired girl who may be a feminist lesbian, just going through the world with this corn cob up her ass. God, I'm glad I'm not a woman. I'm really glad I'm not a feminist.